Good morning. It is morning. It's 11:44 a.m. It's just barely still morning, but it's morning. 11:44 a.m. on Friday. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. April the 21st, 2023. Overcast. Barely 50 degrees, but it's not windy today. Or not as windy. There's a little breeze blowing, but it's not terrible. Not a bad day. Not a bad day. Cloudy. Cloudy day. But tolerable. Tolerable. Let me tuck this away and get it out of my hands so it doesn't have a problem. So I got I made bread yesterday. The first loaf didn't survive the day. I'm not too surprised. The second loaf is already about a third gone. I should probably mix up a new loaf this afternoon. I want to try cold fermentation. I want to try a long, slow, second rising. The 20% wheat flour gave the bread just a hint of nuttiness. It has a much breadier taste, if that makes any sense at all. I also undercooked it by about 5 minutes, I think. It was, it's cooked. It's just a little bit soggy on the middle. No, not in the middle. It's just a little bit, well, it's very moist. I can't fault it there, but it almost feels like it's not quite done. I got the starter fed this morning. I shifted over to whole, just bread flour, white flour, and taken the whole wheat out of the starter. And 100 grams of flour, 100 grams of water, so 100% hydration on the starter. Overnight, it looked good. It blew up and then dropped down, which is what's expected. Once I mixed it all up, it was very, very soupy, very, very light colored. Looked good. Looked real good. I'll be able to use it. Well, I've got to do a float test on it, I think. But that'll hold off for a while. It looks very good. It looks like it's going just fine. Eureka rising. I'm looking forward to making bread with it to see how that works. And it'll be really interesting to see how it changes as I use it more and more, as it becomes the yeast I use instead of the jarred yeast. I have a jar of instant bread machine yeast that I'm using right at the moment. It works fine. The new loaves, for those of you who are interested in the details, the new loaves used a, I mix it all up. Well, now I mix it all up. I put in the salt, sugar, yeast, half the flour, and all the water. for 1,000 gram dough. 1,000 grams of flour total, so I'm gonna put in 500 grams or so of flour. 200 grams of whole wheat. 300 grams of bread flour. And mixed all of that up. And once I got all of the dough, all of the flour moistened, I let it sit for 15 minutes for a short, what's called autolyse, I don't know. Basically what I'm doing was giving the water time to soak into the flour for it to get well sogged. And then after that, I put in the other 500 grams of bread flour and did a lot of folding action in the bowl, so it cuts down a lot on a cleanup afterwards. And doing it in the bowl means I was able to pick up all of the loose bits of flour and crusty things that sort of hang out making bread in the bowl. Flour gets stuck to the side of the bowl, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And working it in the bowl gives those pieces a chance to become a little more, no, not a little more. It helps clean out the bowl. The dough is pretty sticky. It picks up anything that's loose. And so it makes for a much easier cleanup of the bowl afterwards. And since I'm not putting it on the counter, I don't have to clean up the counter other than the odd flour spills. So it came out good. I did, it was about a 90 minute first rise. Bulk proofing. I didn't use really warm water. I only used like 80, 90 degree water. I did not use the 110 degree water that I normally use. So the first lift took a little bit longer to get going. It did get going. It was fine. Took about 90 minutes for the first one. Took a little more than an hour for the second. I think at the one hour mark, I started the stove preheating to 375. Cooked it for 30 minutes, and they came out good. I think they needed 35. I think I'd have been happier with it at 35 minutes. But the bread's good, the bread's tasty. Very moist. And I don't believe it's gonna last a day. I've already had a slice today of the new loaf, and mine wasn't the first one to come off, so yeah. I also saw some, I've been going through YouTube looking at, you know, bread baking and sourdough making and all the rest of it. Saw a guy making English muffins. And he was using, it looked like a really simple recipe. And putting it in to rise overnight in the fridge so that he could have fresh, warm English muffins for breakfast. And my mouth immediately went, oh my. So yeah, I may have to try that. The process isn't too bad. The recipe is fairly straightforward. It's pretty simple. It adds oil and an egg. I think that was all it added. And then baked it in a heavy skillet in the oven that was not oiled, but scattered with, used semolina But apparently polenta, or I'm assuming polenta is cornmeal. I'm assuming cornmeal works just as well, since cornmeal is one of the standards. So we'll see. I may try that, just because having a fresh hot English muffin in the morning sounds really good. He made himself an egg sandwich with egg and ham and cheese and fresh English muffin, and I'm like, aah! Yeah, it looked really good. I really like, I'm gonna need to master this sort of morning bake. Because once summer gets here, I am not going to want to run the oven in the afternoon, or evening for that matter. Once the mornings start with 70 degrees at sunrise and 95 degrees at noon, I'm not going to want to run the oven in the afternoon. So I need to come up with, I need to master this morning bake. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, monk post, which means it's basically doing the cold fermentation, the refrigerator rise, and getting that process figured out in a way that I can use. So that I'm not running the range, running the oven at 90 degree weather with the air conditioning running. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Easy, easy. Whoa, dog. So yesterday, after I got back and playing with dough and everything, I forgot. Yes, I did. I forgot that I had only done 1 hour of writing in the morning before I took my walk, before I started messing around with flour and stuff. Completely blew it off until I went to close out my daily note in Obsidian and realized I still had an open task. So I actually stayed up last night for an extra hour to get that hour of writing, which is really just editing book 3, Hard Knocks, Marva Collins. Also heard from Podium. They are working on the schedule. They have, of course, it's going to be Jeffrey Kafer reading. He's scheduled to start September 8th, but I'm going to give him book 1, like, next week. It's a little late for this week. I'm going to give him book 1 next week. And see if that doesn't spur them to maybe jump it ahead in a queue, so it's in July maybe instead of September. But I need to get this book 3 done so I can start working on the cat. I'm really looking forward to getting to the cat. I'm at that place where I have the starting point. I have the basic idea of what it's going to be. And I'm excited because that's all I have. That's all I have. Everything else, I'm probably going to use a lot of what I wrote before. I'm probably going to go through it. I just picked up a Linux version of a tool that's very much like Scrivener. And so what I expect I'm going to do is load some of the cat files into that Scrivener clone. It's called Manuscript with a K. And start tearing it apart into various storylines, because there's three storylines that are running through this book. One has to do with Naomi Patchett and why she isn't giving up on getting her grubby money, grubbing paws on Shackelford House. One has to do with Barbara Griffin and what happens to Barbara when she tries to go back to her hometown, which is not Philadelphia. It's not Hartford. It's very carefully a second world story. It is not Earth. Shackelford House is not in Boston, although it looks a lot like it. It looks a lot like Portland, Maine, for that matter. But it's not. So there's the Barbara Griffin storyline, which is going to be important going forward, because I can't, well, I could, I probably will, but Shackelford House is pretty empty. And part of my vision for where these stories, because there's going to be more than one now. I got the cat. And I went through the butler and worked up the story Bible, at least partially, on the butler. And yeah, Naomi has a brother. That gets sort of mentioned in passing and then sort of shuffled off to the side because the brother has no more talent than the sidewalk. And in the case of Shackelford House, probably less talent than the sidewalk outside Shackelford House. At any rate, that opened up some interesting possibilities in terms of story. There's also Roger's story, and we ended the butler before he got his $1 million. So the Naomi story, the Naomi line, needs to address that before too much longer, because it's going to be spring, it's going to be whenever that was, April, I think. And I have to decide whether or not she's going to fight him on it. And if she does, on what grounds? And what will that look like to the story? And will he get it? Or will she just say, yeah, okay, fine. And then he can decide what he's going to do. Is he going to go away to Butler School? Is he going to stay with Shackelford House? Is he going to Is he going to invest that money and save it and wait to see what happens with Shackelford now? Shackelford is pretty pleased with him. Fidelia Neckett likes him a lot. Even Barbara Griffin. The house seems to like him. So he's going to be facing one of those Aesop moments. There's an Aesop's fable about the dog with a bone, and he sees his reflection. He's crossing a bridge, he has a bone in his mouth, he sees his reflection in the water, and he barks at the other dog because he wants that bigger bone. And when he does, his bone falls in the water. And of course, now he has no bone. So it's kind of that Aesop's moment where, is he going to bark? Is he going to try for something different when he's got something really good already? Or what is he going to do? So I don't know. It's going to unfold. And I'm kind of excited to figure out what he's going to do. To find out for myself what he's going to do so I can tell you all about it. Anyway, apparently I'm going to be on a podcast, some sort of live thing, next Monday, 5 p.m. Mountain Time, whatever time that is. I'm not sure what the viewing link is going to be. I'll try to figure it out and get back to you on it. But in the meantime, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.